All right, Maria from Laval, that is a question. Are you smarter than Sam?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. That was almost confident.
Right answer.
I like it. We've got on the line $100 for you to spend at restaurant Table 51, okay?
Yeah.
All right. So you play along every morning in your car on your way to work. You know how to do this?
Yes.
All right. Deep breath. Good luck, Maria. We're cheering for you.
Okay, Maria. What bay has the world's highest tides?
Pass.
What city would you be flying to if you landed at Louis Armstrong Airport?
Pass.
According to the cliche, where should you not look a gift horse?
I have no idea. Pass.
What part of Achilles' body was vulnerable?
His heel.
Sandra Bullock stars in this 2002 movie about the divine secrets of what sisterhood?
Pass.
What bay has the world's highest tides?
Pass.
What city would you be flying to if there's a buzzer.
That's the buzzer. All right, we're going to bring Sam in from his isolated booth, who's listening to One More Time. Did you request this, Sam?
Yes.
Oh.
One more win, baby. On the way, coming up.
I'm going to have his losing song ready for when that time comes. I've been brainstorming for weeks.
Could be a while.
All right, you're up against Maria in Laval.
Okay, Maria.
Okay.
Sorry in advance.
Oh.
Here we go. What bay has the world's highest tides?
Oh, I think it's Bay of Fundy.
What city would you be flying to if you landed at Louis Armstrong Airport?
Pass.
According to the cliche, where should you not look a gift horse?
Dead in the eye.
What part of Achilles' body was vulnerable?
The heel.
Sandra Bullock stars in this 2002 movie about the divine secrets of what sisterhood?
The sisterhood of the traveling pants?
What city would you be flying to if you landed at Louis Armstrong Airport?
I don't know. Here comes the guess. You ready?
Cincinnati. Oh, no. Too late.
I got greedy with that one.
Too late.
I'll save that guess for another day.
He just rubs his beard like he's got all the time in the world. All right. That wasn't great, Sam, today.
Perfect timing.
What bay has the world's highest tides? It's the Bay of Fundy in New Brunswick, and Sam was correct on that one.
Alrighty.
Even though you didn't add that it was in New Brunswick. I don't know if you knew where the Bay of Fundy is.
Moving on, please. And it was the East Coast.
I'll give it to you. What city would you be flying to if you landed at St. Louis Armstrong Airport? The answer is New Orleans, and you're both correct on that one.
We'll never know whether or not that's
sorry,
my
neither
guess.
One of you were correct. That was
that's
wrong.
Right, yeah.
Neither one of you got it right.
Right.
So same. According to the cliche, where should you not look a gift horse? The answer is in the mouth, of course, not the eyes at all.
Yeah. I don't even know what a gift horse is.
When they say don't look a gift horse in the mouth, it's like to find fault with something that has been received as a gift or a favor. So if I do something nice to you and then you're mean to me about it, you don't... Shouldn't look a gift horse in the mouth.
Love the tidbit. Thank you.
Neither one of you got that one. What part of Achilles' body was vulnerable? His heel. You both got that right.
Okay.
And Sandra Bullock stars in this 2002 movie about the divine secrets of the Yaya sisterhood. And neither one of you got that right. So that does mean Sam wins, but I don't think he's feeling too proud of it this morning, to be honest, Maria.
It's okay.
Sorry. Try again soon, okay?
Okay.
All right. We'd love to have you. Okay. Bye. Have a good day. Keep your chin up. You're a good sport.
Oh.
Bye.
Love these consoling words you have to offer.
Sick of breaking people's hearts here.
I'm not.
At least he's honest.
We've got.